How I Lost My Fear of Death, and How You Can Too. Written by Jack McElroy. Narrated by Raymond Felice. Are you scared of dying? Lots of people are. Maybe it's because you're not sure what happens after you die. There are only two options. Nothing. When you're dead, you're dead. Some people act like that's what they believe, and some really believe it's true. Something. Others believe in an afterlife. Even people without any formal religion believe this. All the religions of the world have a view on eternity and what you must do to get it. This book summarizes what they all say and what the Bible says. The information may shock and surprise you, but in the end, you will find a way to lose your fear of death once and for all. Chapter 1. What happens after you die? Are you afraid to die? I know how you feel. I used to be scared of dying too. It's like being in a bondage. No matter how hard you struggle, you can't get free. If you're like I was, then you're afraid to die because nobody ever gave you a good reason why you shouldn't be. That is, until now. This report will set you free. It will give you the perfect reason why you won't need to be afraid to die anymore. I feared death because of this nagging question. What happens after you die? In 1976, Rolling Stone named Don't Fear the Reaper by rock band Blue Oyster Cult the Song of the Year. And in 2004, it placed the song at number 397 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The Reaper is about the inevitability of death and the foolishness of fearing it. The lyrics say Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity, leading you to believe there is a continuation of life after death. The song continues, "We can be like they are." And the refrain goes like this, "Come on, baby, don't fear the Reaper. Baby, take my hand, don't fear the Reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't fear the Reaper. Baby, I'm your man." Some people, like the members of this band, believe in an afterlife that's attainable for everyone, which is pretty cool if true. You get in automatically when your body dies. This is basically what you were taught if you were brought up as a Christian Scientist or Unitarian. It's also the view of folks who have a religious background but no longer practice their religion. Believing this makes you feel better for a time, but the problem is that this belief is subjective. These people can't take away your fear of dying because there is no foundation under their belief other than their own opinion. Others believe that when you're dead. The end. Atheists and many others believe this. Their view is that all religions are the result of ignorance or superstition. I half believed this for a while too. For me, it is the most negative, depressing, and hopeless belief system out there. But you know what? I knew in my heart it wasn't true. Common sense and deductive reasoning told me there is a God. Deductive reasoning is big picture. It's also known as top-down logic. You start out with a generalization and follow a process to reach a specific logical conclusion. There has to be a God. All of creation and the orderly, integrated systems that synergistically exist scream it. I denied God because, quite honestly, I didn't want to be accountable to him. Interestingly, there is an atheist site that says, "The death of a loved one can be heartbreaking. Contemplating our own deaths can produce anxiety. So it is perfectly understandable that many wish that they and those close to them could somehow survive their deaths." Wishes are not the best guides for life, however. The writer says, "Contemplating our own deaths can produce anxiety." No kidding. That's the point. Despite their assurances that life after death is a vain hope, atheists can't prove their position either. I guess they'll find out for sure someday. Most people believe that there has to be something more. You probably
sample complete. Ready to continue?